Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's up, man?
You know, man, I wish I could tell you I was having a better day, but we come here to talk college football, and the college football world is hurting today.
I'm a legend.
We lost a legend.
Most of the reason, not the root of where we got the name for this show.
Yes. Because of Mike Leach
and the Air Raid,
we came up with Air Raid Sports. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. Like, I want to cry right now, and I did all day today. And I never met this man.
No,
he coached at a rival school, a school that we hate with all of our heart.
Yes,
and I still kind of found myself rooting for the guy.
Oh, yeah, you have to. It's Mike Leach,
and I mean, he's just gone.
Just like that too.
And so obviously our thoughts and prayers are, you know, with the Leach family, all of his, you know, former players, current players, and you know, all the Mississippi State family. Yeah. The college football world is worse today than it was yesterday.
There's no doubt.
And there'll never be another Mike Leach. No,
definitely will not. Like, the most unique personality of any head coach in college football ever.
And I know that there are standards and there's criteria for a reason, but that should be put aside for him to be eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame, because he has to have 60% wins, and he finishes right now with 59.6%.
We're rounding up all day.
So I think this is where you come in and you make a special exemption.
I mean, because look at what he did. I mean, outside of Hal Mumme, I mean, him and Hal Mumme are the forefathers of the way college football is played today with all the passing game.
And really, like, I know Mumme created the air raid, but Leach took it mainstream.
He took it mainstream, he adapted it, and he made it what it is today.
And you look at all these people that he's produced from his coaching tree. Obviously, your guy Lincoln, Cliff Kingsbury. You got Dana Holgorsen.
Yep.
I mean, all these guys, you know, have had very successful careers.
All started under Mike Leach.
Kevin Sumlin, if I'm not mistaken, came from his coaching tree.
I think so.
So, I mean, his fingerprints are everywhere. Obviously, Kingsbury's in the NFL now.
And not just with offensive guys.
Yeah,
I mean, Dave Aranda, Alex Grinch, defensive guys were able to come out of that tree as well.
Even the dude now at State, Arnett, like, a lot of people are talking about this might be the next
defensive coordinator
that gets the job.
I mean, he may stay put.
Yeah. And like, I mean,
we'll get into that at a later date.
Yeah, because speculating about that now isn't important.
It's disrespectful.
But I hope Mississippi State goes out and beats the dog shit out of Iowa.
I think they're going to.
I mean, I thought they probably would to begin with, but
definitely now.
I ain't ringing a cowbell, but I will be rooting for them.
Yeah. Do it for the Pirate.
So, go swing your sword. Let's get into some coaching carousel news. Moving on from, you know, depressing stuff. Our boy Trent Dilfer,
UAB
head football coach at UAB, and your boy's gonna meet him.
Hell yes.
Guy I work with is like, hey man, I'm gonna be in Birmingham over Christmas break. I'm gonna try to get over there and meet him. I was like, you'll FaceTime me, right? Yeah, I got you.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. So, y'all know you may catch me on UAB staff. I'm a sweet talker.
Just sit down and talk to that dude, man.
For sure.
Like, not even X's and O's. Like, you look at the culture he built at the high school in Tennessee. I just want to pick his brain on that. Like, what are your main points, and how do you teach and ingrain this culture in high school kids?
I mean, he said it just starts with the community. You just go around the community. And, I mean, he took a crap program,
and now they are the elite private school program in Tennessee.
And it's, it's just incredible what he's done. I hope he has a lot of success at UAB. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you see one of these big time recruits that, you know,
especially a quarterback
coming out of high school that kind of maybe didn't pan out, like Zach Calzada. Went to Auburn, you know, he's in the portal again.
JT Daniels.
Maybe try to go to that Trent Dilfer program and see, hey, can you show me what it takes to go to the next level?
Yeah, and I equate it like this. I've been thinking, I think him at UAB is going to be a lot like Deion at Jackson State.
Yeah.
Where he's going to go in there, football lifer, a lot of connections in the game. He's going to put together an excellent staff. He's going to learn how to recruit. He's going to put together an excellent staff, and he's going to do very well at UAB. May not be 3 years, but in the next 4 or 5 years, look for Dilfer to make that jump to either group of our Power Five program.
Yeah, and it helps because UAB is going to the American Conference too.
Or either you think is going, like, I view Dilfer as probably an NFL guy at some point.
Yeah, it's very possible. But, I mean, we're talking about a dude who literally was coaching high school football 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And now he's – like, it's one thing to go to the college level to be an offensive coordinator, because that has happened before. But Gus Malzahn did it.
Yeah.
But to make it from – I'm a high school head coach.
Now you're a head coach at a group of five school.
And I've seen coaches do it to go to, like, a D3 school. And that's still college ball, but that's not the same.
It's a massive jump.
So there's a lot of coaching changes out there. Obviously, Deion going to Colorado.
Great hire.
Talk about putting together a staff. I mean.
What a hire for his offense coordinator.
Yes. And then, well, who'd he hire for offensive coordinator?
The head coach from Kent State.
Oh, yeah. Because I know Willie Taggart's joining his staff too.
Yeah.
And I made the comment to a buddy at work, like, you know, if I was Jackson State, I mean, I'd probably look at Willie Taggart to be my head coach. Like,
they hired TC. I forget his last name.
Yeah. I mean, and Willie had already joined Colorado staff.
Yeah.
But I was just talking about, like, him and Deion do a lot of similar things. And I think that, you know, he could come, he's a big name in the coaching world. And he needs to rebuild his brand now because he's you know, kind of fallen out twice.
Yeah. And he's at a great place to do it, too, because in the Pac-12, especially with USC and UCLA going out the door, with the roster he's going to put together, which will probably have, if not the most talented roster, not this year, but, like, looking to 2024, he'll have a top two roster in the Pac-12.
What's crazy to me is that Colorado didn't even have the money to pay him.
No.
It was just like, we'll figure it out.
It's coming.
Because we know if we get him, the money's going to flow in.
Yeah. Like, they're going to sell out season tickets the first day they open.
Do you know who he coaches in his first game?
No, I haven't seen it.
Matt Rule in Nebraska.
Ooh.
So, I mean, like, and I want to say that's week zero.
That's going to be.
So, all eyes will be on them.
Both are taking programs that combined for, what, 4 wins last year?
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I think 5.
Nebraska ended with 4?
Yeah, I think okay. So. And then, obviously, our boy Hugh Freeze going to Auburn.
Putting together that 2016 Ole Miss staff again.
Yeah, did you see who he got as his OC and DC?
Yeah, I did not know either of them.
Well, the OC is the head coach from Tulsa.
Okay.
Or Brawls guy. He was all Browse's offensive coordinator.
Shocker.
So, I think that, I mean, that's going to be a decent staff as far as coordinators go. Now, I know he put McGriff on the roster, so DBs are still going to suck. Did he get Nix? Did Nix officially go?
No.
No?
Not to my knowledge. Derek Nix still Ole Miss.
Yeah, because I don't know if Nix would leave just for the same job.
Not with as close to state retirement as he is.
Yeah. Because there's rumors that he was being looked at to be the offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator, yeah.
Which that just told me, well, Hugh Freeze is going to call plays. Offense, yeah. But now I'm looking at it like, well, he may not.
He may not. But And Gus made that mistake, and we talked about it. You can't.
Yeah, no.
Like, you have to do what got you there. You can't get away from what got you there, which is why I still believe that Lane Kiffin needs to call plays at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like, call the plays. Like, let your defense go. Let them call it. Still watch and do this, that, and the other, but you need to be very influential in the offensive game plan and calling the game.
I know that you didn't really watch the Hugh Freeze interview because he took a shot at Ole Miss. And no, you kinda...
as soon as the Q&A started, as soon as that question was asked, yeah, screw that guy. That was unnecessary and unwarranted. So that quote,
Ole Miss stays catching stray bullets.
Yes, that quote right there. I'm ready. Screw Hugh Freeze. Screw Auburn.
But in it, he talks about how he may get a guy and be more hands off, where you know the OC will call plays to the 20-yard line, and then he calls plays in the red zone. Because let's make no mistake about it, Hugh Freeze is a really good red zone play caller.
Yes.
And that's something that, and I think that's why we get so pissed off about crappy red zone play calling, is because we saw good red zone play calling.
Yeah.
And then to go to the Matt Luke era was like,
yeah, it was, okay, let's run a fade and let's run it up the middle.
And so I think you get a guy that runs that old school veer spread offense. They're gonna know what they're doing, you know, going down the field, and that'll set you up in the red zone.
Exactly.
But I agree. It's just like, you know, we're talking off air about Michigan and Ohio State. Like, we both believe Georgia and Michigan are the two best teams in the country. I believe Michigan is as dominant as they are because they control the line of scrimmage. Facts. And they have for the last 2 years, especially against Ohio State.
Facts.
And I think Harbaugh, after he did not get that Vikings job, and he goes back to Michigan. Because, I mean, let's just be honest, that AD was pissed at him.
Yes.
And he tells his AD, you know, it's being reported, hey, look, that was it. I tried to go back. It didn't happen for me. I am 100% committed to Michigan, and I don't want to leave here. And I really think he got to thinking, well, if I don't ever want to leave here, I got to do what got me here. And they went back to smash mouth football. And they've looked dominant, except for against Georgia last year. And I think that's going to be a really good matchup if they both make it.
Yeah, because they really want Georgia again.
Yeah, and I would too. Because here's the thing. The weakest part of Georgia's team, and let me just put this out there, that's not a weak team. It's their secondary. That doesn't mean that their secondary is not still really good. But if you can exploit it a little bit, because they got a guy that can throw it now, you're going to be looking at an interesting ball game.
I just don't think they're going to be able to stay on the field with them.
You think they get ran off? Like, I think it's a one touchdown game or one possession game.
I think it's a
going into the fourth quarter.
Okay, mate.
And then I think Georgia is just going to do what Georgia does.
Yeah. I'll give you that. I think they hang around for a while, but it's just...
Nah, I think they end up losing by 2 scores.
Because Georgia's shown you that all year. Like, games they're supposed to win, they maybe lose focus a little bit and sleepwalk through it, and it's close here and there. But the big games they've played have been over at halftime.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. What else is there in the coaching carousel world? We got Arizona State. They got Dan Lynn. Do you see the Navy coach get fired?
Yeah.
Do you see how he got fired?
No.
The audacity with these ADs today is just so disrespectful.
He got fired on the field?
They got fired in the locker room immediately following the game. And it's like...
Let him address... Like, the season's over.
Yes, like...
Let him address the team. Call him in tomorrow. Hey, man, we're going to go our separate ways, this, that, and the other.
And after that's everything stupid, he did, man, for Navy, like, Navy used to be dominant.
Yes.
Not, I mean, on a, maybe not.
On their level, yes.
But, yeah, and I get the AD being upset because really at Navy and all of the military academies is you beat the other military academies. You go to a bowl game, or and you win the Commander's Bowl,
you win or the Commander's
Trophy. Yeah. and you go to a bowl game. That is all they ask of you to do.
Yeah, that's all they want.
And that's not
that far fetched.
No, it's not unreasonable either. And he went 4-10 in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. The last what, 5 years?
Yes, they've been on a downward trend.
Yeah, he's lost to Army. What?
He's lost to Army in
4 of the last 6.
Yeah, I think so.
So after winning what, 10, 11 in a row,
8 straight, I think. So
they're only going to put up with it for so long.
The writing was on the wall. So I don't know why you just go in there and fire. Like that was, and it wasn't like they got blown out either. Like that was,
no,
that was one of the losses where you're like, you're sitting there thinking, well, what could we have done differently to win this ball game? You know, if I hadn't have called this play or, you know, done this, we could have won. And then you just get fired.
Yeah. Classless.
For sure. And disrespectful. I hope he lands on his feet. But let's just be honest. Like, the triple option
is dead outside of the military academies.
And I think he's even getting there with the military academies. Because the Air Force doesn't run the triple option anymore.
Yeah, they air it out now, don't they?
So, and they even transition from the triple option to just the spread option. And you just, now you just have Army and Navy running it.
Because, I mean, and you're getting kids like that come in there and they don't know what you have to teach it to them.
Yes.
Nobody at the high school level hardly is ever running this anymore unless you go to Wayne County.
Or, I mean, yeah, like you have to have a really old school coach because a lot of these smaller high schools around here do it. But a lot of that just has to do with they don't have
the athletes or anything to be able to run anything else.
Or even the players to
that gives them the best chance to win.
Yeah. And a lot of those kids aren't the ones that are going to play college football.
They're just playing football.
So, I mean, it's my favorite time of the year, dude. I love the coaching carousel just to see where everybody goes.
Yeah, that's fun.
But I think Nebraska got it right. I think Colorado got it right. I think Auburn got it right.
Yeah, I mean, they missed on Lane Kiffin. They got their number two guy.
Liberty got it right with Jamie Chadwell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would view that as a lateral move.
That's a lateral move.
But he got paid more money. Like, I think he was only getting paid 2 at Coastal, and it doubled to 4.
Yeah, that's still a lateral move. Because, like, how much longer would he have had to stay at Coastal? I mean, 1, 2 more. You do that another year?
Yeah.
Another 2 years?
Well, he could have had his pick at jobs for sure.
That's what I'm saying. So, like.
But, like, people kept hyping up that USF job. And I was like, Deion's going to go to USF. And I'm like, he's so much better than that. Like, I'm not crapping on USF. I'm just saying, like, you got a guy that. It's definitely worthy of a Power 5 job. He's going to revamp a program. Why would it be USF?
I don't know.
Like, why would you leave Jackson State for that job?
Because he's from South Florida.
That
was the only thing that people were doing. Because it's in South Florida, and the recruits you have in South Florida, I mean, but that doesn't even make sense to make that argument because kids are going everywhere now anyway.
And they're going to go wherever he is.
Yes.
They literally went to Jackson. Jackson's a shithole.
You've already seen it, though. Like, since he's been hired, I've seen on Twitter and Instagram, on 3 sites, like, there have been 30 to 50 4- and 5-star guys either decommit from their current situation, wherever they were committed before, are guys at other programs that are high-caliber guys reach out and be like, I want to go play at Colorado because Deion's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I honestly believe, like, it may not happen. They may be on the fringe of it. But I honestly believe after this weekend and the Celebration Bowl's over, I think he's going to go to Colorado and they're going to pick up 15 to 20 4- and 5-star commits. And he's going to pull a top-10 class.
And then the thing is like, if I put odds on that, I mean, +150. Like, it's one of those things where I definitely can see it happening. And it's insane. You know what I mean?
Like, just his name, like, they're going to and they're immediately relevant, and they're going to immediately start competing because of the transfer portal.
Yeah. So I will tell you this, you know, I mentioned Zach Alzada a while ago, just as an example, made me think of this. I have a source. I'm breaking this news for everybody. I have a source close to the Southern Miss program, and Will Hall has been in contact with Zach Calzada, and it's looking like it's a possibility.
He's been in contact with Luke Altmyer too, probably, huh?
Well, when I say been in contact, I mean like
he's been on campus.
It's been I haven't heard that, but it's been positive from both sides.
That's very interesting.
If Will Hall could pull that talent to Southern, they'll be competing for a Sun Belt title next year.
No doubt.
Because, I mean, they got a couple guys from Ole Miss that I think are going to step in and be plug-and-play guys. MJ Daniels, I mean, he's a dog. Didn't quite cut it at Ole Miss or make it or whatever the reason. But I think he's going to be really good at Southern. And I talk so much crap about Southern, but I really don't. I mean, I want them to be decent. It's just that when they're decent, they're fans, because there are some diehard Southern fans, and we know them.
As hard as that is to believe,
they get so cocky about it, yes, and it's like, man. Gosh, dude,
yes,
you won 7 ball games. Calm down.
They can't stand it, man.
So
they win 8 ball games. You would think they were Alabama fans.
Yes, like, and I'm surprised they don't hold up the "We Want Bama" signs.
No, trust me, they're coming.
So you always just like, I always like to just bring them back down to reality. You know what I mean? Like, guys, Ole Miss may never win a national championship, but you are definitely never winning a national. Like, I can confidently say that.
Yes, without a doubt in my mind.
I suspect Ole Miss won't win one in my lifetime, but I can guarantee you, you'll never see Southern win one.
Ole Miss is going to win one. 2024. It's our year.
That's it. You're calling it.
I've been saying that one for the past.
Calling your shot.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be Arch, but you know, gotta stick by it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's 2 years, like, and that's expansion play. So who knows? You get your crap together and you don't let your season just slide because you can't shut down rumors, mm-hmm. and you got to like just let everything drag out. That's something we hadn't talked about either.
You get Marcel Reed in there.
We hadn't talked about Kiffin, you know, ended up staying. We did all that, you know. I don't know how to feel about it, but it
I'm
is what
over
it is
at this point.
Yeah, like
I've accepted it.
I just don't think that he handled it the best way.
He handled it very poorly,
and
literally,
I would not have given him a contract extension.
No,
you don't. You should not pay somebody $9.5 million
after they just did that.
Yes, you. 8 ball games? Give me a break. If I was Keith Carter, I would have went to him the Saturday, Friday following the Egg Bowl. Say, hey man, you never signed this contract.
Well, oh, it would have been. It
I'm pulling
been, it.
It
would have been pulled long before the game.
But you lose to State, like you finish 8-4.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. We don't give. We ain't handing out $9.5 million salaries
None.
To 8 win teams.
No.
Absolutely not. This ain't Texas A&M.
After about Wednesday of the state week, or Tuesday or Wednesday, I'd have went and I'd have pulled it.
Well, I mean, you got to think they played Thursday, so.
Because after the Arkansas game and all that shit broke Monday, and it was, okay, you can squash this. You choose not to. Okay, you can just coach another year on your current deal.
Yeah. And guess what? If you want to go to Auburn, go.
Go.
Because
we have interest in this job.
Luke Fickell, I fully believe now Wisconsin got it right. And I fully believe that, because we talked last time on the podcast that, well, we ain't getting Fickell, bro. Like, he's not leaving. But then you come to find out that maybe his own success at Cincinnati is why he stayed there so long.
Yes.
Because he missed out on the by half a game on going to the American Conference Championship. And if he plays in that game, he doesn't go to Wisconsin, because these coaches want to make these hires so quick. I get it. The portal opens, you know, the 5th. So you want to get the hire in as fast as possible.
But you also want to get it right.
And if you're Luke Fickell, you're like, these are my guys. I'm coaching this. This isn't just some random bowl game. Like, this is, we're playing for a conference title, and we're playing for a chance to go to a New Year's Six bowl game.
Yeah.
So he would have coached that, and he wouldn't have got it. And so now you look back and think, that's why he didn't leave. It wasn't his. Now Ohio State, I think, is his dream job.
And Ryan Day doesn't get it done.
Oh,
against Michigan next.
He goes 11-1 next year and loses to Michigan.
He may be gone.
You think Ohio State's handing out $9.5 million contracts for losing to their rival?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, no shot.
But yeah, I mean, there was people lined up to come here. I think Matt Rhule took the Nebraska job because Kiffin decided to stay.
Yeah.
Because I really believe he was interested in it.
There was a ton of interest in the job because we had already shown that we were willing to pay.
And I would rather have Luke Fickell. I don't know about Matt Rhule. I will say that, but I'd rather have Luke Fickell than...
I wouldn't rather have Matt Rhule than Kiffin. I'd rather have Kiffin than Rhule.
Yeah, same. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I'd rather have that, but, I mean, you sell me today. You can have Luke Fickell or Lane Kiffin. Give me Luke Fickell.
Yeah. It's close.
Yeah, but Luke Fickell would never... Clearly, you saw how he handled all the job offers before. Mm-hmm. Like, that Wisconsin thing was a done deal.
You're right. It's a good move.
So now we just need to go to the portal, get Rourke from Ohio, and just ball out next year.
No, Marshall Reed's our guy.
I don't know if he's coming, bro.
He's coming.
You seen the hype around Perkins?
Yes.
People are saying that this kid is the best athlete to ever come through Mississippi, and that it is an absolute disgrace he doesn't have a 5th star.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is take a visit to Clemson, and they'll give him 5 stars.
I mean, it worked for another guy. He turned out not to be very good, though, so maybe we don't want that.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a reason Alabama is pushing as hard as they can for him.
And they want his ass. They want him bad.
And I think he'll stay. I think he'll end up.
I mean, you saw what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen it twice. Like, because he said it twice. Because but Marcel Reed did say, if Kiffin leaves, I think I still go to Ole Miss. But I don't know. I think he's taking his visits where Perkins is like,
I'm done.
Yeah. I think he's going to Alabama, is he not?
I don't know.
I think he's going to go to Alabama. But Perkins is already scheduled 3. So that remains.
Not Perkins, Reed.
Yeah, Reed, my bad. Reed's already scheduled 3 from what I saw.
Yeah, he went to Auburn this past weekend, then he's going to go out to A&M this weekend. But, I mean, A&M, there's no path to play.
I mean, you got 5. Take them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Connor Griffin took 5, and we know he's not even going to play college baseball.
Take it. Enjoy it.
I told
him. Go have a good time because you know they're going to show you a good time.
Oh, for sure. I don't know, man. I talked to Connor Griffin's dad, and he was like, yeah, they fed us Moe's.
That's where he wanted to go.
God, when he told me that, I was like, are you shitting my dick right now? Like, he's like, well, that's what he wants. I was like, oh. Like, I would have fed him Moe's too.
No. What do you want? Moe's. Okay. All right. That wouldn't have been my first choice, nor my 10th, but we'll go.
All right, so we're going to get into picks now. We're going to do all the bowl games and everything. Everything's riding on it. So I'm going to go ahead and chalk up the NFL. Like, it's over with. You won it. You beat me by 5 games. Yeah. I don't know diddly squat about the NFL.
Me neither.
You went. There was 2 weeks you went 5-0.
Yeah, just by chance.
So, okay. Last time we did picks, rivalry weekend, I went 7-8. You went 5-10. Nothing to write home about.
No, not at all.
But that pulls me within 3 games in college football, which, let's be honest.
I won the regular season.
Let's be honest. That's what we both care about, really. Yes. You know, I don't watch hardly any NFL, like as much NFL.
I don't watch hardly any.
That year, me, you, and Logan were in Oxford.
We watched more NFL than I've watched since.
Yeah. Ever in my life combined, probably. Because I just watch the Saints, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Especially these days, because, like, I'm always over at Marley's house with her parents, and they don't want to watch football. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't blame them for not wanting to watch NFL football.
I don't care to watch the NFL really either.
I watch the Saints break my heart every week.
And that's it.
And that's it. I might put a game on for background. I didn't watch a single Thursday night football game this year except for the Saints.
I didn't watch any.
You didn't miss nothing.
No, they were terrible.
Okay. The Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. I'm not doing that anymore. I don't care about the advertisement anymore. So, just going to say Bahamas Bowl. Miami, Ohio, UAB. UAB's 11-point favorites. I'm taking UAB.
I'm taking UAB because of Trent Dilfer.
Same. He's not coaching this game, but
they're 11-point favorites. So,
the Cure Bowl. This should be a really good game. UTSA and Troy. Troy's a 2-point favorite in this one. Who you taking?
UTSA.
Oh. I'm going to go Troy. I think this is going to be a really good toss-up game, but Troy looked dominant in their conference game. The Fenway Bowl, Cincinnati at Louisville. Louisville's 1-point favorites in this one. This is an interesting matchup because Scott Satterfield, head coach at Louisville, now the head coach at Cincinnati.
Louisville. They're going to give it to him.
I'm going to go Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a good game, but he saw where he said. He's like, I don't even know if he's going to go to the game.
Nah, I mean, that's
he tough. Was just kind of like, I'm staying out of it.
That's a tough scene.
The Las Vegas Bowl, Florida at Oregon State. Oregon State's 10-point favorites in this one. I'm going Beavers. Who you got?
Nah, same. I think Florida's going to have nobody playing. Anthony Richardson isn't playing.
Yeah.
Is he?
No.
Yeah. No shot. Give me the Beavs.
Okay, the L.A. Bowl, whatever that is. Washington State at Fresno State. Fresno State's 3-point favorites in this one. I'm going Wazoo.
Give me the Dogs.
All right. We have the bowl game of the year. The Lending Tree Bowl.
I thought you were going to say the Texas Bowl.
Rice at Southern Miss. Oh. USM 6.5-point favorites.
Give me Southern Miss.
I'm going to go Eags, too.
First bowl in how many years?
I don't know. They're going to Mobile. So, I mean, are they gonna? I guess they're going to spend the day at the flea market. I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to do.
All right, the New Mexico Bowl, SMU at BYU. SMU's 5.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
I'm going to pray they don't burn me this time, SMU.
They burned me too many times.
BYU is just, they started out so strong. And then, like, what happened? It just went downhill.
Yeah.
So fast.
I started picking them to win.
Fair enough.
The Frisco Bowl, North Texas and Boise State. Boise State is 10.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Boise.
Yeah, same. This is insane. North Texas had a really good year, and they fired their coach. I don't know why. It's really weird.
It's like these kids jumping in the portal that play all the time. Why are you jumping? See if I can get more money.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach Bowl, Marshall at UConn. Marshall's 10-point favorites. Who you taking?
We are.
Same. I mean, hats off to UConn for making a bowl.
That's a real accomplishment.
It really is for them. Like that is 6 hard-fought wins because they ended up beating Liberty towards the end of the year to get bowl eligible.
Jim Mora, man, hell of a job.
Should he be coach of the year?
I mean, he should be considered for you won 6 games at freaking UConn.
Eastern Michigan, San Jose State playing in the Idaho Potato Bowl. San Jose State's 3.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Who is it?
Eastern Michigan, San Jose State.
All
right, I'm going to go Eastern Michigan. I'm going to represent the MAC. You know that.
Yeah.
The Boca Raton Bowl, Liberty at Toledo. Toledo's 4.5-point favorite. Who are you taking?
Toledo.
Yeah, I'm right. Hey, listen. Hugh Freeze ain't coaching this game. I ain't got no allegiance to Liberty anymore. Toledo's my favorite MAC team. I don't know if I ever told you that.
You didn't.
Toledo's my favorite MAC team. I just love the Rockets. To roll riding with them.
If I say roll Rockets.
No, just I don't know. Is that what they say?
I don't know. That's why I was so confused.
Should we? Should we start that? Roll Rockets? Well, that sounds too much like Roll Tide.
Yeah. That's why I was confused on where you were going.
Okay. New Orleans Bowl. Western Kentucky at South Alabama. South Alabama's 4-point favorites. Who are you taking?
South Alabama.
Listen, dude, this is my favorite Sun Belt team, so I'm going South Alabama.
You mean Southern Miss isn't your favorite Sun Belt team?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I like them because they're local, but that's as far as that relationship extends.
No, fair enough.
All right, make sure we're on the same page. All right, Baylor at Air Force playing in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
Baylor.
I don't know, man. Air Force is 9-3.
Baylor.
I'm going Air Force.
Baylor.
I'm feeling it, dude. Okay. Give me the Falcons. All right, Independence Bowl, Louisiana and Houston. Houston's 6.5-point favorites. Who are you taking? These are the Raging Cajuns, by the way.
Give me the Raging Cajuns.
Good pick, dude. I'm going Louisiana as well. All right, Gasparilla Bowl, Wake Forest, Missouri. Wake's 1-point favorites.
Got to go with Wake.
Hey, listen. You got to go with the kid one last time.
Ain't going out with a bang.
Yes, sir. He's throwing for 400 yards. You see where Missouri wouldn't play Kansas, allegedly?
Nah.
They were supposed to, like, there was a Liberty Bowl wanted Kansas and Missouri to play each other.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Missouri said, no, we're not playing Kansas.
Why?
Don't know. A lot of people were saying it's fake. Eli coming out saying it's fake. But apparently they did not want to renew that rivalry.
Sounds like somebody's scared.
Yeah.
To play Kansas.
Of all people, Kansas. The Hawaii Bowl, Middle Tennessee State, taking on San Diego State. San Diego State, 7-point favorites. Who are you taking?
San Diego State, strictly because they're closer.
Closer to Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm going to go Middle Tennessee State. They beat Notre Dame or Miami earlier in the year.
Fighting Kermit Davis's.
So they can do this. They can pull this one out. All right, you ready? Here's your favorite MAC team.
Oh, goodness.
Quick Lane Bowl. New Mexico State taking on Bowling Green. Bowling Green is 3-point favorites in this one.
Give them to me.
You're taking them.
Give them to me.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Out of the doghouse. Here we go.
They're no longer dead. They served their sentence.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day. I should have bought you that shirt now. All right. In the Camellia Bowl, we got Georgia Southern taking on Buffalo. Georgia Southern's 3.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
Georgia Southern.
Yeah. I'm going to have to roll with them also.
Isn't that the team that beat Nebraska?
Yes.
Okay, solely because they have GATA on their pants.
GATA? What does that even mean?
Get after that ass.
Oh. All right. First Responders Bowl, Memphis at Utah State. Memphis 7-point favorites. Who are you taking?
Memphis.
Same. I don't even know who Utah State is.
Utah State.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I don't know what they've done.
That's where Jordan Love went to college.
Birmingham Bowl. Coastal Carolina taking on East Carolina. East Carolina's 9-point favorites in this one. Got to think. No Jamie Chadwell.
Yeah.
No Grayson McCall.
Yeah, East Carolina.
No backup quarterback either.
That's why.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
Yeah, I'm going East Carolina also because of all the facts I laid out. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Wisconsin at Oklahoma State. Wisconsin's 3-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Spencer Sanders transferring, isn't he?
Yes.
I hear he freezes looking at him.
Oh. I tell you what, Robbie Ashford can be deadly in a Hugh Freeze offense.
Graham Mertz is also transferring.
I'm taking Oklahoma State if that helps you at all.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with them too. I don't think Wisconsin can score.
I don't either. All right, the Military Bowl, UCF and Duke. Duke's 2-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
God.
Tough, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to go UCF in this one.
I'm going to go with Duke.
It's not a bad pick. All right, Liberty Bowl, Kansas and Arkansas. Arkansas's 3-point favorites. Who are you taking?
Arkansas.
Okay, well, I'm going to take Kansas. If Arkansas wins, do we call it Kansas now?
Arkansas?
If Kansas wins, is it Arkansas?
Fair enough to me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that they should put that on the line. All right, in the Holiday Bowl, this is actually a good matchup on paper. It just sucks that these two teams fell so far down that they're playing in this bowl game. Holiday Bowl, Oregon and North Carolina. Oregon's 14-point favorites. Who you taking?
Oregon.
You taking the Fighting Bo Nixes.
Yeah, North Carolina limped to the finish line.
Yeah, I'm taking North Carolina because Phil Longo will no longer be there.
Where's he going?
Phil Longo is the new offensive coordinator at Wisconsin.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't hire Luke Fickell.
That's fair. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. All right. You ready? For the 7 millionth time in postseason play.
Ole Miss, Texas Tech.
Texas Tech and Ole Miss are playing each other in the Texas Bowl. Ole Miss, 3.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
You ain't even got to ask.
Listen, dude.
Coaching speculation's over. We're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
So this game's being played on Wednesday, right?
At 8 o'clock.
And I told my boss, I was like, listen, dude. Rumor is we're going to the Texas Bowl. Like, I've seen we're either going to Music City Bowl or we're going to the Texas Bowl. The Texas Bowl's on a Wednesday. If they play Wednesday during the day, I'm not coming into work. I have days. I'll take off. I don't care. I'll miss my own wedding if I have to. But I ain't missing Ole Miss football game. Straight up told him that. But so luckily it's at 8 p.m. so I don't have to do any either of those things.
You may need to call in that next day.
That's what I was thinking. It just sucks because the next day is probably just going to be half a day, so it's not going to be that bad.
Rumor has it I'm going to be sick December 29th.
You won't even be at work, though.
No, I'm just saying for you. I'm going to be off. I have no problem.
Rumor has it.
I think I'm going to be sick this day.
All right, the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl, Pinstripe Bowl. Syracuse at Minnesota. Minnesota's 7.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Syracuse.
I'm gonna row my boat in this one. Give me Minnesota. The Cheez-It Bowl, Oklahoma, Florida State. Two blue chip programs that absolutely suck ass now.
That was top tier. I gotta give you that.
Florida State 7.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
That was top tier. Jordan Travis and Florida State.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll the Seminoles as well. The Alamo Bowl, Texas and Washington. Texas 4.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
Washington.
Same, man. Michael Penix Jr. looks really good. And I don't trust Texas, and I definitely don't trust Texas in a bowl game. The Duke's Mayo Bowl, Maryland at NC State. Maryland 1.5-point favorites. Who are you taking in this one?
Maryland.
I'm going Maryland as well. Every time I pick NC State, they kick me in the nads.
Yes, they do.
I'm done believing. I don't give a shit about them anymore. And apparently their quarterback, who was rumored to be like a top 5 rated quarterback in the draft, I know he tore his ACL. Entering the transfer portal, looking for a new home.
Yeah. Want to fall from grace.
Yeah. Pitt at
– watch bad. It now.
I don't know what happened there. Pitt at UCLA playing in the Sun Bowl. UCLA 6-point favorites. This is a tough one for you, dude.
This
you
one is tough.
I know it's tough for you.
Where's the Sun Bowl at?
It's in Arizona, I believe. Let me look.
I think DTR gets it done in his final game.
You think so?
I do.
It's in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, 50-50 split.
Yeah.
I think DTR gets it done in his final game.
Yeah, I'm going to go UCLA in this one. But, I mean, I'm not a pick guy. All right. Notre Dame, South Carolina, playing in the Gator Bowl. This is actually the game I really wanted Ole Miss to be in. Just so they could play Notre Dame. It's a good matchup. Notre Dame's 2-point favorites. Who you taking?
Notre Dame.
I'm going to take South Carolina. They finished on a very high note. And
did Spencer?
Yeah, dude. Spencer Rattler ain't leaving.
Did he finally find it?
No. No, I think that was just a flash in the pan.
I mean.
But, dude, when they play Tennessee.
Two big wins in a row.
When they play Tennessee, was that not what everybody thought?
Yeah.
Like, the right. Dude can spin it. There's never been a doubt about it.
That's what I'm saying. He may have found it.
I don't know if he found it.
He may have.
I think he showed up for that one game because he knew this is the biggest game I've played in so far.
He may have found it.
Maybe. I hope so, if that helps.
He's kind of a turd.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's very true. All right, Arizona Bowl. This is hosted by Barstool Sports. Ohio at Wyoming. Even line. Who you taking? It's tough.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to go Ohio. Regardless, I'm going Ohio.
Give me Wyoming. No. Give me Ohio.
I like it.
Yeah.
Rourke, if you're listening, dude, you always have a home in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes, you do. We will gladly take you.
All right, next up, we got the orangiest Orange Bowl that's ever been played in the entire existence on Earth.
Ain't no doubt.
Tennessee, Clemson. Clemson, 6.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Clemson. They finally got the quarterback situation figured out.
Dude, did Dabo just pull an all-time, like, I think he waited for them, for that line just to drop as far down as it could. He took Clemson at, you know, plus odds and was like, hey, man, we're going to win this ball game now. Why don't you go on again here, warm up. Just what? Fooled everybody.
What took him that long to make
it
that
It should
change?
Not have taken him no. to the ACC championship game to
like,
do
we've
it.
We've been saying it all year.
The kid can spin it.
Yes, he's 10 times better than what you have.
And I'll say this, though. If you wanted to preserve his red shirt, I could have seen something to that effect.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's that anyway, he's not going to be there longer than the next 3 years.
I really believe that in this day and age, if he doesn't go in that game, he probably leaves Clemson. In this climate, in this day and age,
possibly
the number one quarterback in the class. And it's not that DJ was better than him. Because
no.
DJ was dog shit.
Yes, he was bad all year.
He is. And that's where it really comes into play. Like, if Quinn Ewers is playing ahead of Arch Manning next year, okay, dude. That's not a bum on the street.
No. Ukulele is.
Yes.
He's a fraud.
So, I'm torn. I really am. Because I don't know. I'm going to go Tennessee in this one. I'm gonna do the Goldie Orange. Milton's got an arm, you know?
He does.
Sugar Bowl, Alabama, Kansas State, Alabama, 3-point favorites in this one. Who's taking it home?
Go ahead.
You know, this one really intrigues me because I like Kansas State. I like Climbing. Probably going into next year is my number two team. But this is also Bryce Young's last game at Alabama. But the Wildcats are going to spoil it for him.
I'm about to say, I don't give a shit. Bama cannot win in the Superdome. They cannot do it. Give me K-State.
All right, we're behind them all the way. All right, Music City Bowl. Iowa, Kentucky. God almighty.
What?
Music City Bowl. Iowa, Kentucky.
I thought Iowa was playing Mississippi State.
No.
Who is Mississippi State playing then?
Illinois.
Ah.
We screwed that one up.
We did.
They're going to beat the shit out of them anyway. What's the over-under this game? God, Jesus wept. 31 and a half.
His what? Is God's gift to quarterbacks playing?
No.
Well, shit. I don't know.
I was 2.5-point favorites.
Fuck it. For some reason, I'm going to pick Iowa.
I'm going to pick Iowa, too, because Kentucky fired the offensive. Have you seen the offensive coordinator situation in Kentucky?
No.
Okay. I don't remember his name, but 2 years ago, so last season, so year before last season, they go and get the Rams wide receivers coach.
Okay.
He comes in, he interviews with Stoops, and Stoops like, I want you. And he wanted the job, so hires him. They have a pretty good year, especially offensively, you know? Well, the offensive coordinator for the Rams got a head coaching job. Rams won the Super Bowl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So guess who Sean McVay calls up and says, hey, you want to be my offensive coordinator?
That guy.
That guy that was a wide receivers coach, that was offensive coordinator at Kentucky. So he beat Bops to L.A. Then they hired this dude, Sangarillo, and they were abysmal this year, you know?
They were bad.
Well, guess who else is dog shit this year?
The Rams.
So Stoops fires old boy and goes and gets the offensive coordinator back from the Rams, and he'll be the OC next year.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Interesting.
So I'm going Iowa because they, right now, to my knowledge, I'm going to say it, have the better offensive coordinator.
Wow.
That's wild.
You ever think you were going to say that?
No. And I kind of want to throw up right now. Okay. We're getting into the semifinals. You want to just do those last or you want
to? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, I already said it now. Fiesta Bowl, TCU, Michigan. Michigan's 7.5-point favorites. Who you taking? Quit playing, dude. Come on. We're on a time schedule here. Pick Michigan.
TCU.
There's no way. No, you're not being serious.
Yes.
Okay, dude. I love them. I like TCU. Like what they've done. It's Michigan.
Michigan's going to win.
Are you going to take Michigan? Or are you picking TCU?
Yeah, don't let me be stupid.
Okay.
TCU's going to win now. I'm okay with that.
I tell you what, if TCU wins, I'll give it to you. All right.
Georgia.
Peach Bowl. Gotcha. You ain't even got to know it. Georgia's only 6.5-point favorite, so that's wild.
Georgia wins the national championship.
Okay. That was going to be my next question for you. ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl. Mississippi State, Illinois. Illinois's 2-point favorites. I'm gonna ride with the Bulldogs, and I hope they pull it out for Mike Leach, and I hope they hang 90 on them.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it for Mississippi State, too, because when I pick them in bowl games, they lose. So give me Illinois. I'm gonna help them out.
Reverse cursing for y'all. Yeah. Brady Scott at his finest.
I'm going to help them out.
Cotton Bowl, Tulane at USC. USC is 1.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
SC.
Yeah, I'm going USC in this one also. Caleb Williams is just he's a dog. Citrus Bowl, LSU at Purdue. LSU's 10.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
LSU.
How the hell did Purdue get in this bowl game?
I don't know. How the hell did Purdue lose Jeff Brom to Louisville?
Oh, he's a Louisville guy.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, like Louisville wanted him before they hired Scott Satterfield. But I think Louisville was his dream job. And he was kind of like, I'm good.
Okay, fair enough.
Play quarterback at Louisville.
Fair enough. Makes sense now.
The last one, the granddaddy of them all, Rose Bowl, Penn State, Utah. Utah's 2.5-point favorites. Easy. Who are you taking?
Easy money. Easy money, Utah. Penn State's overrated. James Franklin cannot win a big game.
I said on the show a few weeks ago.
You did.
If Penn State were in the Pac-12.
You did. They'd win it.
Penn State. by 14.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
It's going to be a really good game. All right, well, that wraps up the bowl games. I mean, I really like mine. It's probably not a good thing, but I like them. And I'm very confident that I'm gonna erase this three-game spread, and I'm going to pull it out with a two-game victory.
I win by seven.
That's probably more realistic, to be honest with you. All right, you got anything else, man?
No, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I can't say it.
What were you going to say?
I can't say it. I'll tell you after.
All right, well, I'm going to say this because usually this is where we wind down a lot of times with the podcast for the year. Sometimes we'll do one hitters. Life gets in the way. So I just want to tell you this. I don't know where we'll be next year, next football season, anything like that. So if this actually ends up being the end.
No, it's not.
It has been a fucking pleasure.
It has been.
And I want to say that, not saying goodbye, not saying that it will be.
It's not.
But I used to lay around thinking, even playing video games, you never know that the last time was the last time.
You're right. It's not the last time. Don't worry.
So I just needed to tell you that.
Don't worry. It's not. We'll be back.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all soon.